Some 4 years ago, the Assistant Chief Constable of Hampshire stood here and had the unenviable task of explaining to the assembled media that Matthew Hamlin had been found not guilty of the murder of my mother, Georgina Edmonds. This was a considerable shock for my family, the public at large, and all those dedicated members of the Operation Columbian team who had worked so very hard to find the needle in the haystack that was Matthew Hamlin and to bring him to justice. I'm not going to pass comment on that verdict, but you can take it, my silence for the past 4 years speaks volumes. However, I did remark at the time that I remained completely confident that justice would be done, however long it took. And 4 years later, I'm in the very proud and happy position of being able to stand here and thank the Hampshire Constabulary Major Crime Department for finally bringing Matthew Hamlin to justice. This is an extremely significant achievement. Operation Columbian has been one of the most complex criminal investigations ever mounted in Hampshire. It has contained almost as many twists and turns as an Agatha Christie thriller. The investigation has lasted 8 long years and sadly was not a tale written to entertain people, but the true story of a wicked and vicious crime. The torture and murder of a frail and elderly lady in the sanctity of her home, and of the dedicated men and women of Hampshire Constabulary who pursued this devious and vicious murderer and, thank God, finally brought him to justice. I should remind you, Matthew Hamlin stabbed my mother 37 times and then beat her to death with a marble rolling pin. The death penalty is no longer a sentencing option for judges in this country, and in my view it is a matter of great regret that we can no longer execute the loathsome individuals who commit crimes of this magnitude. I now have an opportunity on behalf of my sister and my own family to thank all those splendid people who showed us such kindness and in bringing this investigation to a successful conclusion made so many personal sacrifices. Firstly, the delightful volunteers of the witness assistance team who work here at Winchester Crown Court, and in particular Mark and Carolyn. Ian Andrews and his splendid security team, also based here. The High Sheriff of Hampshire, Lady Portal, for her interest in this case and the charming way in which she so assiduously undertakes the duties of her historic office. Michael Bowes QC and Kerry Malin, the prosecution team, who showed such devastating mastery of their complex brief. We are forever in their debt. The Honourable Mr. Justice Saunders and, of course, the jury. Thank you. And special thanks to all the prosecution witnesses who so bravely came forward to give evidence. Turning now to Hampshire Constabulary, the Major Crime Department deserves the very highest praise for its dogged pursuit of justice. Although a world-class organisation, I think its detectives represent all that is so outstanding about English policing. One cannot just rely on the advent of ever more complex technology and software to solve crime. At the end of the day, it is the individual efforts of the dedicated men and women in the team that secures a successful result. Throughout the investigation, a substantial number of police men and women, forensic scientists and other experts have actively contributed to its successful resolution, and it is a matter of regret that I cannot mention them all individually. However, I can mention some. Detective Superintendent Dave Williams, who led the investigation from day one. Chief Superintendent Jason Hogg, who refocused it at a critical time. And Detective Superintendent Dick Pearson, who brought the operation to a successful conclusion. All are deserving of the highest praise. Detective Superintendent Paul Barton, for his role as the public face of Hampshire Constabulary in the vital early stages of the investigation. And in particular, my family would like to thank our family liaison officers, DCs Debbie Webb and Richard Rock, who have been so very kind and supportive. Truly friends for life. Christine Kyle, too, merits a big thank you. DC Dave Bolton and Detective Sergeant Brian Carter were long-standing and key members of the Columbian team. However, our most heartfelt thanks go to probably the most self-effacing and modest member of the team, the man most deserving of recognition, and without whose skill and sheer dogged determination, I would not be standing here today. Detective Inspector Martin Chudley, the crime scene manager, responsible for securing the vital DNA evidence. Without Martin's inspired forensic leadership, the vital DNA evidence, Exhibit 5, would probably not have been obtained. This was the vital evidence which led to the appeal court hearing and the overturning of the original not guilty verdict. So I will now ask the Chief Constable and the Police Commissioner for Hampshire, if necessary, to ensure Martin Chudley's extraordinary and exemplary efforts in performing such a key role in this investigation be officially and publicly recognised. In the eyes of my family, Martin Chudley is a hero and should be treated as one. As you would expect, I must, of course, thank my sister Dottie and my own family, Diddy, Harry Jr. and Nilu, for their steadfast support and courage in the face of real adversity at such a young age, 8 years ago, and for having come through with flying colours, as I knew they would. We often criticise the media for their intrusive activities. In this case, I can only thank you all for your restrained and sensitive coverage, and in particular, I would like to thank Jenny Makin, Deputy News Editor of the Southern Daily Echo. Long may your excellent crime desk flourish. And now, I sincerely hope we may be permitted to dwell no longer on all the drama of the past 8 years, and just remember Granny as she was, a kind, loving, and very special person. And I would like to close with some words I used at Granny's funeral, taken from the French, "L'amour est plus fort que la mort," and this means love is stronger than death. And this is how we will remember Granny, with love. Thank you.